And during the course of the week, Sarah Jane King had a chat to Roshante Anderson, a British man who was 11 years old when he actually discovered that he was intersex, meaning that he was born both with a vagina and internal testicles. So he speaks about his challenges and internal battles that he has faced and continues to face as an intersex man. So what you are about to hear is the second of a two-part interview that Sarah Jane King recently recorded with the British man Roshante Anderson. And Roshante was 11 years old when he discovered that he was intersex. Here's that interview. And for both the interviews, you can go to capetalk.co.za.
It's one of the biggest regrets of my entire existence. Living as a man, there's nothing, you know, I don't know what I was thinking, first of all. I think I was thinking that I just don't want to confuse myself and others for the rest of my life. And, you know, and before anyone turns around and thinks or says, oh, but you shouldn't have to worry about confusing my own. Yeah, but I've also got a child as well. There's things that I've got in this world that I can't be living and going back and forth. Yeah, fair enough. Before my daughter and before some of my life choices that I've made, I can do whatever. I can, you know, because you have to be able to explore to see what you'd like or what you don't like.
Yeah.
I've explored this option. I've explored living as a man. I don't like it, but I have to continue to live like this because it's a choice and a decision that I've made. I can't go back. I can't go back on that.
Living as a man?
No, it sucks.
Why?
It sucks, man. It sucks. It just sucks. It sucks. I've been saying this from the get-go. I've been saying this. And obviously, you know, if you watch my YouTube videos, you will see that. One of the first videos I've ever done was regret.
I regret
it to the maximum. And I will never hide that. Yeah, I can learn to live with it and learn to love it, that's fine. But it doesn't ever detract from the fact that it is a huge mistake on my part. I because of the way I was born, really and truly, I was happy with that. I could live like that. The surgical side of everything has just pissed me off, if I'm honest with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm literally, like my friend said one time when he was interviewing me, it's true. It's like literally MOT car service, these stupid surgeries. When they don't go right, you're going in and out of these hospitals. Like, you're in hospital for however many days. You come out, you're faced with GPs that don't know jack about the surgery you've had, even after they've seen and read prior your surgical history or the surgery you're getting or whatever. Like, it's a very new surgery. Phalloplasty is a very new surgery that a lot of these GPs don't know nothing about. Granted, I get it. So really and truly, I've had to do a lot. My GPs always tell me, like, rah, you have actually taught us about this surgery because we knew nothing about it beforehand. And that is something I should have taken into consideration before getting it. Yeah, the surgery sucks. It sucks. And that's just the fact.
We are joined this morning by intersex activist Roshante Anderson, whose YouTube and social media platforms I would strongly encourage you to go and follow, because he has got the most extraordinary, not only the most extraordinary story, but the most extraordinary way of telling it. And he speaks with incredible candor and openness about his experiences, as you were hearing him do now. I'm going to mention it because you've mentioned it, your bottom surgery, which you've been really, really open about, very open, in fact, in one of the videos.
Yeah, we know what one you're talking about.
Yeah. why did you decide to share your story publicly?
As in that side of it, yeah?
Everything.
Well, that particular side of things, and obviously I'll move on to the rest, is I did that particular video, and I'm so open about the bottom surgery side of things because it's such a big part of my life that I felt like I didn't really want to be silent about it. So, for example, I love my results. The results are good. They're actually getting worse over time, probably because I haven't used it in a couple of months because I've been trying to practice abstinence. Anyway, so with that being said, I wanted everyone to obviously see this is what it looks like. This is what you can get with this surgery. You know, the complications are horrendous. But if you are strong enough to put yourself through that, then, you know, and it's something you want, go ahead and get it. And that was for anybody who wants to obviously get bottom surgery. Bottom surgery is also available to cisgendered men. Guys, please do not be confused about that. It is also available and done on cisgendered men. All right, cool. So the rest of my transition, the reason why I went and did things, for example, like going on hormones and getting rid of all my reproductive organs to the point where I'm like stuck on hormones for the rest of my life is because the effects of testosterone, which is what I am on and what I've been on for as long as I can remember now, are excellent. At the beginning, you can already imagine that after, say, 6, 7, maybe 8 years, the bad effects start happening. But it's testosterone fast forwards you as a person. Mm. So, for example, a few years on testosterone is the equivalent to maybe 8 to 9 years of a guy's puberty.
I want to go back to what you saying, you know, that it was that you hate being a man, and you feel like that you made the wrong decision. Is that right? I don't want to be putting words into your mouth. I want to make sure that I'm understanding what you're saying. Are you talking about that from a biological point, from a physiological point of view, as in the surgery's hectic, it's really hard, it's really tough on your body? Or are you talking about from a mental perspective? Like, do you close your eyes at night and think, I wish I could just be a girl?
All the time. 24/7. Like, 24/7. When I was younger, if I was ever in any problems, my mind would want to retreat to living as a girl because it's more comfortable for me.
Is your truth to identify as a woman?
Yeah, but it's impossible for me to do now. So
why?
I don't waste my time anymore.
Why
really,
is
like,
it?
I think about it, but I don't mention. It's impossible. It's impossible. My entire general construct has been changed. There's no way I would waste my time even entertaining that, like outwardly, as in talking about it to people, because it doesn't make any sense to do. Do you know what I mean? Because I can't do anything about it, and I'm just practicing on loving like myself as a spirit. Like I'm practicing making sure that, you know, I'm just a good person more than thinking about all these worldly things and worldly desires of me having the biggest this or being able to go this long in bed and all this stupid stuff I used to really enjoy bragging about in the past when I was younger. It was just so stupid and superficial. It's a waste of time.
Do you think that your opinion on this is influenced at all by the fact that as a society, we are completely obsessed with A, who other people find sexually attractive? We are obsessed with that. And we are also completely obsessed with what people have or don't have between their legs. We are so obsessed with it. When Caitlyn Jenner came out as trans, we were, even though we didn't say it, some of us, we desperately wanted to know, didn't we? We wanted to know, is she going to have bottom surgery?
I didn't.
You probably didn't. You probably didn't. But the rest of the world want to know. Yeah. People want to know about what is going on there because we seem to think that is what defines us. So,
exactly.
But it doesn't. And you know it doesn't. So on that basis, why does it matter whether you have got a penis or a vagina, or why does that matter in terms of who Rishante wants to be?
It goes back to the confusion aspect of it all. I cannot possibly bring myself to confuse people further. It just can't happen, and it won't happen. So it's just about practicing that self-love. I had no clue when and how and why I'd stopped loving myself. It was only until I was just completely antisocial, which I still am, and angry, very angry. I didn't realize I was angry because I always used to laugh and I would always be kept busy by some form of something. So I didn't realize how much internal anger I actually had at myself. And part of my growth and me growing up and becoming an adult was just learning that, well, you actually don't love yourself. You're treating people like crap. You're being an arsehole. You need to fix up. And that's exactly what I did. And then when I did that, I also noticed that I had a lot of attachment to, the physical, the in between the legs, all that stuff, like what's there, what's not there, to the point where I cheated myself out of my own genitalia. Doesn't make no sense, really. But
sure.
Yeah.
That's heavy.
It's heavy, but I can take it. I'm all about heavy. All I know is heavy. So for other people listening to me, it might be like, whoa, that sounds like so much, man. But to me, this is nothing. This is like getting your shoes wet for me.
Let's talk about your OnlyFans account. Yep. Just so our listeners, if you are not familiar with what OnlyFans is, it is a subscription service, which or subscription platform, which I was speaking to Carla Bellucci the other day. You know that the she's going to give birth live on the internet or something, and she had to explain to me what OnlyFans was. I think because I'm 40 and I'm not au fait with all the, you know, the sort of young person vernac and all that kind of stuff. So it's a platform which allows for you to share content that you might not be able to share on Instagram, for example. Why did you want to have an OnlyFans account, and what sort of stuff, Rajante, might you be posting on there?
I posted on there originally because I wanted people to be able to see the way that you know, like, basically educational purposes it was all about. And then obviously I made it a bit raunchy because that's just me. I thought, you know what, yeah, I've got this little account. Let me just quickly just post a few videos on the other side.
No. You can't just gloss over that. Specifically, what type of content might I have seen if I was a subscriber?
So you would have seen all sorts. Like, you would have been anything that you see on a porn site, or you could see on my channel, on my OnlyFans.
I would like you to be specific, please.
Sex. Oral.
with your girlfriend, with your partner.
Yeah, of course, nobody else.
No, but, yeah, sure. Okay.
Nobody else. I ain't about to get in trouble on here.
No, I'm sure. Why? And obviously you make money from doing that. Did you make that? I know you did. I know you bought a car.
I got rid of that car.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Why did you want to do that? There'll be people who say, well done, that's fantastic. There'll be people who say, oh, that's really hot. There'll be people who say, I think it's disgusting. Why did you want
cool,
to do
that's
it?
Fine. Opinions. I love them. I don't know. I'm just that kind of person. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, if I see something that, you know I'm good at, I will often go and give it a shot. I just kind of wanted to be on a platform where I could, do that and it not be, you know, I'm not getting a strike on my account or the whole account deleted or you know what I mean? It's...
Do you ever feel fetishized?
Of course. It's been that way since I was young, proper young. It's been that way. I used to fetishize on myself. In fact, you know what? I used to obsess over myself. I still do. I can watch my videos over and over and over and over and over and over again and just being fall in love with that guy. But being him is a whole different ballgame.
There's so many ways you could be fetishized. You could be fetishized as a black man. You could be fetishized as an intersex man. You could be fetishized as a man that some people consider to be trans. You could be fetishized you know what I mean? So I think specifically in terms of fetishization that you have felt is harmful to you.
Do you know what? Yeah, like I don't ever really feel like it's harmful because I don't take it like seriously like that. If that makes sense, like someone could fetishize with me all they want. Like I feel like people fetishize the fact that I'm intersex and the fact that I also look good with it. And I'm just like, so what? You think that someone who's intersex, what? Because they're intersex, they don't look good or they can't look after themselves or they can't have a nice body. Like that's a bit mad, isn't it? Because for me, you know, my body maintains like. You know, I've got most of my body's tattoos and scars. You get what I'm saying? Like, that's just facts. And I'm just like, well, if people fetishize over that, then that's cool. Some people fetishize the fact that I know how to be very masculine, but also I'm in touch with my feminine side. As in, you know, I don't mind listening to Ariana Grande. It ain't a problem. Do you know what I'm saying? Whereas some guys will switch down their radio when they see a guy, you know what I mean, in the car next to them. Like, I don't care. I'm blazing that. Maximum volume.
Do you find that people are very interested? I love that, by the way. If you are going to write a book, can I please suggest that you call it Tattoos and Scars? Because that's a brilliant title. Do you find
that... actually going to be called, The Scars Made the Man, because it's just the truth.
Yeah, that's brilliant. That's brilliant. Do you find that people are very interested in who you are sexually attracted to? And can I ask who you are sexually attracted to?
Yeah, that is like the number one question, isn't it? 24/7 on people's mouths. Like, you should see my DMs.
I can't even imagine.
Yeah, it's funny. You are, that's a good question. I like that one. But in terms of who I'm attracted to, I'm attracted to human beings that have good intention and that are good people and that have, that are just morally sound, really. Yeah, morally good, morally safe.
Two more questions. One, which I haven't cleared with your manager, and we can always edit it if you don't like it. If I had a magic wand and I said to you,
yeah,
I can make you a woman, and all this will, and that will be that, and you don't have to worry about other people, you don't have to worry what this person's going to say, you don't have to worry about explaining to your daughter, but I can do it.
Yeah.
And by midday you'll be a woman, and that's how you'll get to live the rest of your life. Would you do it?
No. You see, my thoughts and feelings are a lot different to how I want to present myself. So I could think to myself tomorrow, oh, you know, I want to get a nice tan, and then I could go out and actually buy some tan cream or go to a tanning salon. That just means that I just want to be a bit more tan. It's a feeling and a thought of mine. But then to actually go ahead and maybe get surgery or whatever to be darker, I wouldn't do that. Mm. It's a thought and a feeling, just a thought and a feeling. We all have thoughts and feelings all the time, and to act on it is a different thing, you know what I mean? So even though I said to you earlier about me hating being a man, can I elaborate? So ever since I could remember, I've literally, like, anywhere I go, I could be faced with a lot of these guys that have been dragged up or whatever kind of lifestyle they live. They'll often try and challenge me on the roadside, which is dangerous for them and dangerous for myself because I am a hothead. Mm. And the testosterone doesn't help my anger. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's a dangerous situation living as a man because, for example, when I was when I identified as a female and I was walking around like a female, you could bet your bottom dollar that I'm getting evil eyes from girls or different kind of stuff. But I know that I can handle that, and with guys exactly the same. But these days, you can handle things on the street, on the roadside. I'm getting arrested every time. So I find that I've kind of set myself up. I've set myself up because I'm on this hormone, which is only exasperating my already bad anger issues. Mm. And then on top of that, people are trying to try me on the roadside, and I ain't down for that because when I flip, that's it. So that's the side that I hate. I hate that there's just so many tests that are coming my way and from people that don't know anything of me other than the fact that they're looking at me as a good-looking, confident black guy with covered in tattoos. Mm. I don't want to live my life like that. So I'm trying to constantly calm my energy, calm myself down.
We've run out of time. My last question to you is this. What made you happy today?
I don't know. Waking up, being alive, being predominantly healthy. Thank you for listening to me. If you don't relate to what I said, then get to relate, get to understand. Make sure you look, Google me and find out the times when I'm happy and the times when I'm irritated. Either way, you'll still love it because I'm always spitting facts.